Morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Hey there, Kelly.
Hello.
Maybe a big piece of news that could restore your faith in love and companionship. If these rumors are indeed true, I'm not talking about Joe and Taylor, no.
That's exactly who I thought you were talking about.
Nope. But fans are thinking Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello are back together.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Really?
Friday night, Coachella, they were there together, and there's a video showing them, Shawn kind of leaning in and giving her a kiss, putting his arms around her.
Oh.
I mean, that's very like datey-datey, is it not?
That's coupley-coupley.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
So,
romantical. I mean, a little.
Yeah. So, you know, he and she, you know, enjoyed Coachella over the weekend. And apparently this is the first time they've been spotted together since announcing they broke up a couple years ago back in 2021.
She went on and dated somebody else for a little bit.
Yeah.
They broke up. Yeah.
But, you know, maybe this is an example of they had to realize while being apart how perfect they were together.
Maybe that's what it took.
Mm-hmm.
They say absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Listen, Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello reuniting was not on my 2023 vision board. So,
but we'll take it.
I know. We're all about it. So again,
the world needs more love.
Maybe this is a sign that the world is healing and that love is restored and things like that are happening. But you know, there are several websites that are even saying that Camila is now confirming that they're back together. We haven't necessarily seen that confirmation or heard from Camila herself. I don't have her personal cell phone number.
But what outlet is saying that?
Seeing it on Pop Bass and...
Until like Us Weekly has it, or People, or Entertainment Tonight. I say be cautiously. Yeah. Cautiously optimistic. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, anyways, we'll stay cautiously optimistic. But
okay.
Shawn and Camila may be a thing again on 99.7 DJX. All right. Anything else exciting for you happen over the weekend?
Oh, just lots of basketball, and the flu, and you know stuff like that.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right.
Little ones out with the flu. So.
All right.
Yeah, all resurgence, right. Fun stuff. Got some Tamiflu, though.
Yeah.
It was quite the adventure when you wake up in the morning at 8 o'clock and she's like, I have a temperature and I can't go to cheer. I'm like, okay. And then I leap into action. I got a virtual appointment, 9:20. By 10 o'clock, I'm on my way to LaGrange to go get some Tamiflu. Yeah. By noon, she has her first dose. I'm like, I am super momming it right now.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to do it, right?
The first of two basketball games. All right. Then there was a football game, too. We're just back and forth, and one of us was with her, and one of us was with him, and it's one of those things.
Yeah, that flu B strain is no joke.
It's not good.
I got that a couple months ago. That is no fun at all.
Yeah.
Oh.
If you get on it early, though, like she was, once we got that first dose in her, within hours, she started to turn it around.
Mm.
And she feels much better now, but she still has kind of like that junky cough. So you got to lay low for a little bit until that subsides. But yeah, they were Johnny on the spot with that. Got us the all the stuff we need. You get in there, boom. Going to be back in business before you know it.
All right. Well, hopefully she continues to get better there for you.
Yeah.
All right. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
These are just so fantastic military surprise videos. This one sends family members like literally to the floor. He walks in. Just... face down on the floor. Can't believe it. It's so great. He's walking around trying to like hug everybody, and the people are just kind of like, no! They're almost like running away from him. They can't believe it. It's really
cool.
Great.
That's
we
cool.
will tweet out the video at Ben and Kelly Show.
Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Well, Friday was Seacrest's last day. Got a little emotional saying goodbye.
You are layers upon layers of goodness, of kind, of charm. of brilliance.
By the way, that was Live with Kelly and Ryan, that show.
It's hard to put into words how deeply I've appreciated being here and being with you, being invited into your homes every day, and I will miss you the second we say goodbye today, at least for the weekend.
No, I'm going with you. I don't know.
I love you.
Ryan seems a little more okay with it than Kelly did, but...
Well, yeah, I think, you know, he was, he's been really busy. He's been doing the whole West Coast, East Coast thing for a long time, and that's got to be completely draining.
Yeah, 6 years. That went quick.
Yeah.
Him taking over there for Michael Strahan, but...
They said that they were watching clips of their highlights, and neither one of them remembered a lot of them. Yeah. It's like, do you remember that? No, I don't remember that.
Well, then today, I guess, that's when we introduce Mark Consuelos, her husband, as co-host. And I think to myself, is working together like that, is that good for a relationship? I feel like there are very few relationships that can survive that sort of 24/7 closeness.
I think they've done it many, many, many times before.
Yeah, in a fill-in sort of role.
Sure. But I think that he's coming into it kind of knowing she's the main star. And I think as long as he maybe keeps that in mind.
I'm not even talking.
Tries to not to overstep.
I'm not even talking about egos. I'm just talking about like being around your wife or your husband at work and at home.
Yeah.
Or, like there's no break. I mean, I love my wife. But I think sometimes I'm like, man, if like she were... you know, she and I worked together at a couple different points in our life, and we were fine. But I think about it, and I'm like, man, would that be tough to have a job with your spouse for like years and years?
I think, yeah, they must be confident in just in that they're going to be able to work it out. But it would be really dicey if they happen to have like an argument the night before.
Yeah,
and then they got to come in and look all, you know, shiny and happy, sit next to each other on a TV show. I mean, that's a unique job to have to try to, like, work through the issues that might be going on behind the scenes or at home. I mean, that's going to be tough.
I got to think,
but they're
though,
actors.
Yes, they both are. But I got to think, though, that they, and knowing Kelly Ripa, or at least knowing how she is on the show, I feel like that sort of thing may spill out onto the air. Like,
well, yeah, but you know what? Keep in mind, when they met, they were working together on a soap opera.
Yeah, that's true.
And they worked for years together doing that.
Yeah, so, I mean, maybe that's that is going to work for them. I mean, it's not like, and I know that we've talked to listeners in before who have worked or are currently working with their spouse, but they work in like different departments,
right?
Or they work in different areas of the building and they don't see each other, and so
they figure out ways to give each other space.
Yeah, exactly. So, all right. Well, anyways, good luck.
I think
to them.
I think he's the best choice, honestly. Because
they work great together.
Yes, yeah, and I think instead of like going through, like they took forever to do the search and have all these guests and stuff to try to find, you know, decide on Ryan. So I think with this, unless they get divorced, I feel like they have a better long game with this. However long they want to keep that show on the air.
I mean, but when one of them leaves, I would imagine they both will.
I would think so too.
Yeah.
I would think so too.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Did you ever make it to the on-air portion of the audition?
No, it was top 100.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Because years and years and years and years and years ago, they used to have like radio professionals fill in when one of them would go on vacation.
And I was like, I even have the same name.
Yeah.
I got to top 100 in the country, which is not bad, but I didn't get to talk to the producers or get flown out or anything.
That's cool. All right, so that story, WDJX.com.
Don't go back to me.
Whoever laughs first loses. If you laugh, you lose. With Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, the trumpets mean it's time for You Laugh, You Lose, the game where Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. And I think I am in possession of this trophy. Am I correct in that?
Not sure.
I mean,
I am
physically in possession of the trophy, but I think I won last week. So.
Okay.
Anyways, we're all going for this this trophy here. When you laugh, you lose. Kelly, losers go first. That would be you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Did you know that Spider-Man has a winter jacket made entirely of Mediterranean flatbread?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a pita parka.
You laugh, you lose. You know, my uncle was injured in an explosion at the cheese factory today.
Oh.
Yeah. He was hit by a chunk of debris.
Tasty. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
My son wanted to know what it's like to be married. I asked him to leave me alone, and when he did, I asked him why he was ignoring me.
I am not going to comment.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly, why is gravity so cheap?
Why is gravity so cheap?
It's mass-produced.
Yeah, it is. It is. It is. Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
If two witches watched two watches, which witch would watch which watch?
What?
Each witch would watch which watch belong to which witch's wrist. Wow.
That was hard to follow.
It was.
Kelly, what do you call a fish that wears a bow tie?
Sophisticated?
Yes.
That was a good one. I'd never heard it before. It was really good, though.
Okay. Thank you.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
Shout out to Marsha for this one. What do you get when you pick a pig's nose?
What?
A hamburger.
Okay.
I know. Snot funny.
You're right.
Yeah.
Keeping in the animal kingdom.
Yeah.
Kelly, did you hear about the duck who got a nose job?
I did not hear about the duck that got a nose job.
Yeah, he didn't like the bill.
Okay. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
At a job interview, filled my glass of water until it overflowed a little.
Okay.
Interviewer said, are you nervous?
Oh.
I said, no, I just always give 110%.
Okay. My wife asked me to stop acting like a flamingo.
And how are you doing that?
Well, I had to put my foot down.
Absolutely. Because you were standing there with one foot up like a flamingo?
Yes.
Got
it. Thank you for explaining the joke.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
I was asked in an interview to describe myself in three words.
Okay.
I said not very good at math.
Kelly, what did the Voyager 2 satellite say to Neptune after it passed Saturn?
What did it say?
I see Uranus. Space humor.
Or Uranus, as some teachers make you say it now. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
Went to a job interview today.
Oh, yeah?
Interviewer asked, what's your biggest weakness?
Okay.
I said, I can be a little too honest. He says, well, I don't think that's a weakness. And I said, well, I don't give a crap what you say!
I'm just worried that you're going to so many job interviews, Kelly.
It's a theme, Ben.
What can a bird do that a... let's save that one.
Okay, all right.
So my girlfriend...
Yeah?
Likes to role play, Kelly.
Yeah?
Yeah, for the past 3 years, she's been playing my ex-girlfriend.
I think it was your restart more than anything.
I'm curious of what you're hanging on to. I can't. Nah.
I'm curious as to what you're hanging on to.
You know what? I'll take this trophy and I'll enjoy it.
You didn't really earn it. It's kind of an accident, but whatever.
But hey, you know what?
Whatever.
I'll take an accidental win. I will. I'll do that. All right. So there it is. You laugh, you lose.
That's dumb.
It is always dumb. And that's what makes it special. On 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX. Good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. I don't know if you've ever seen someone like litter or throw something out of their car and you immediately pull over, but not to like confront them or anything, but to keep what they threw out for yourself.
Ew.
What do you mean, ew?
Like, no.
Okay, so you're saying no, you haven't done that.
No. No. I don't know many people that would.
One man's trash is another man's treasure.
Okay.
Have you never heard that?
I have heard that.
Oh.
However, getting tossed out of a car?
Okay, so maybe after this setting the bar story, you may change your mind. And maybe we're also going to learn why Colin is a problem.
Okay.
All right, so
all right.
That on the way. All right, so apparently you have never seen someone like litter pull over, not to confront the offender or to throw the trash away, but to keep it for yourself. Right.
No, I have not.
No, you have not. Right. This may change you or your thought process on that. It's a set of the bar story, though. So what is that?
That's an example of what not to do.
Right.
Or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without letting a guy named Colin have access to your family's bank account, then you're doing okay. Now, Colin,
why are we letting Colin into our bank account?
Now, listen, Colin's not just some random stranger. He is a member of the family. It's a shared family account. However, this dude, he's 38. He was driving through Eugene, and he decided he was going to take about $200,000 from the shared family bank account and hurl $100 bills out the window Tuesday evening.
Okay, if I saw that, I might stop and take a couple. Like, he was, hey, you lost? No? Driving away? Okay.
Yeah, he said he was doing it long enough. Cops were getting calls about it. They tracked him down. They told him that what he was doing was, he said he was doing well and wanted to bless others with gifts of money.
That's fun.
Exactly. The problem was the money wasn't all his.
Yeah, I was going to say, did he run that by the family first?
No.
Oh,
that's why Colin's a problem.
Oh, Colin, you're so generous.
Now,
we appreciate your heart's in the right place.
Yeah, so here are some eyewitnesses.
This guy was driving up and down I-5, dropping out tons of cash.
Some friends called me and said that they got $2,000.
We have one of the people who picked up the large sum of cash, $1,800 worth, pulled over to the side of I-5 wanting to know what to do with the money.
Yeah, so there were some people that were like calling 911 going, hey, what do we do with all this stuff?
Right, like we know it's not ours.
Right.
This person was just tossing out the window. What do you want us to do? Others are just like, yeah, well, I'm going to go shopping.
Yeah, so by the way, if you're thinking, hey, maybe I will take a little gold rush pilgrimage to Eugene, Oregon. Don't worry about it because police said, you know what? The public did a really good job of cleaning up the mess.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's the other issue in this, and this is another reason why Colin is a problem. His family says his, quote, decision to spread the wealth has left them broke.
Oh, gosh.
And so they're saying, yeah, I mean, that was kind of...
If you did get some of that, can you please return it?
Right. This was a shared savings account for several members of the family, and that was it. And so it's unclear exactly how much was lost. The police, though, they can't really do anything to help him because Colin's name is on the account.
Yeah, so it's technically his money. Yeah, so it's do with it what he wants.
Yeah, it's a family issue. It's a family issue.
Oh, no.
And so there have been a few people who've come forward and said, here, I picked this up. This is not mine. It's yours. But, I mean, they're going to lose thousands.
Oh, my gosh.
So,
like,
yeah.
I think this is a cautionary tale above everything else. Maybe we don't have bank accounts with multiple people that can take the money out of it.
Or maybe you think twice about allowing a Colin into your shared family bank account.
That's what I'm saying. But maybe they didn't know that Colin was going to be like that.
Yeah, I don't know.
So generous, we're saying he's generous.
So generous, for sure. So
it sounds like retaliatory generosity.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's not.
Oh, wow. That's not like a, hey, guys, it was just on my heart. I really want to bless a lot of people. What do you think? It wasn't that situation.
Nope. If you can manage to make it through the day without letting this guy named Colin have access to your family bank account and then give away about $200,000 worth of it to random strangers, you're doing okay.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even imagine what's going on in that family dynamic right now.
Yep. That is setting the bar. This is wild. This woman, she's 50 years old. She's out of Spain. Her name is Beatriz. And she was studying our internal clock and how we react to extreme isolation. So she decided to spend 500 days living alone in a cave 230 feet underneath the ground.
Wow.
Okay. No contact with anyone, except scientists did and were able to watch her the entire time with a couple GoPros that they could see her on, right? So she went in November 20th, 2021. So to put that in perspective, think of this. We were still in the middle of the pandemic. The war in Ukraine hadn't even started yet. Queen Elizabeth was alive. And how many other things had happened since November 2021 to now. And so she was 48 when she started, celebrated two birthdays there, had no idea when or that she even had a birthday because she didn't have clocks or calendars.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And she stopped trying to keep track of the days at around day 65, she said. So, you know, maybe she had like a little like, I don't know, notch on a cave wall type of thing where she was like, all right, day one.
What was she doing to pass the time?
Right? That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, holy cow, one day like that and I would be near my wit's end.
Did she take a strong library of books to read?
So she didn't have a TV. She couldn't read the news, but she did have drawing, knitting. She exercised. And she did, to answer your question, have a ton of books. She read about 60 books while she was there.
Only 60?
And
I was expecting more. Just literally, there's not a lot to do.
What else are you
going
to do?
In a cave, yes.
Right now, she planned on writing a book, but she said she didn't.
Have.
But she said she didn't have time to finish it.
Oh, okay.
And what are you gonna? You're not gonna talk to anyone because there's no one to talk to. So
yeah.
So like the
well,
first,
unless she brought a volleyball and drew a face on
right?
it and named
like,
him Wilson.
Right, like in Castaway, Tom Hanks
yes.
in Castaway.
That's exactly what I would have done. Like, how are you? That interaction at some point that starts, you start to go like crazy,
what
right?
Do you think?
I would think so.
Yeah. So she actually said that she was shocked when they came in to get her this past Friday because she didn't think she'd been in there that long.
Oh, she's like, oh, really? Time's up already?
I know. Because if you think about it, if there's no clock, there's no TV, there's no way to tell time. You're in a cave underground. You're not
wow.
seeing the sunrise and sunset. You know, your internal clock just kind of takes over and you sleep when you're tired. You wake up when you're not. And you're just like, okay, well,
what am I going to do today?
Yeah.
Cave drawings? All right.
I mean, this is kind of wild. So I don't
and
know.
So this was like an actual scientist were looking yes. for someone to do this, right? So she didn't come up with this idea on her own, just be like, I hate my family. I need to go take a moment.
I hate my family.
I'm going to go live in a cave for a while.
Yeah. So like she was down there and didn't talk the entire time. And she told him not to even contact her if there was like a death in the family.
Are you kidding? She didn't want to know if Uncle Bob passed?
Nope. She had to literally be caught up on everything, which, by the way, if you're
that
the person,
is extreme.
Yeah, if you're the person who has to like catch her up on everything, how annoyed are you? You're like, okay, all right, where do we start? And,
yeah.
And you make a reference and you're like, oh, well, at least, you know,
Well, little Timmy graduated from high school. He was really bummed you missed it. I mean,
could you imagine Will Smith? Ha ha. She's like, what are you talking about? Oh, yeah, that's right. All right. Well, hang on.
It's the big life events that she might have missed out on. The fact that she didn't want to be notified about deaths in the family is bizarre.
Yeah, so I guess one of the first things she asked when she climbed out was who wanted to buy her a beer.
Okay.
And so I know you're probably thinking this too, because logistics.
Uh-huh.
They were sending food down to her, and she was sending waste back up to her. Up to them.
Hang
like,
on.
Yeah.
Does she have like a poo bucket?
Yeah,
she's like, there you go.
Yeah.
Time for a dump.
Yeah. She'd put
oh,
like
gosh.
Wrappers and, you know, wrappers and foil and whatever, you know, they would use to wrap her food in the little bucket. And she'd give them a little gift as well.
Oh, my. What about showers? Did she bathe?
Not the entire time. Not the entire time.
Didn't brush her teeth?
No.
Oh, gosh, I'm out. That's why I don't camp. I'm not a camper. I could never do this.
Yeah, 500 days in a tent
no.
underground. And I'm thinking,
no.
Where would I? My grandpa, he participated in a study, a starvation experiment where he went without food for, you know, like a week or whatever.
Oh,
I mean, it
gosh,
was.
No.
Yeah, I mean, and it was, again, it was to, like, study how the human body reacts to a lack of food, and it was
probably not well.
And it was for, like, you know, the army, and so they can figure out, you know, if troops are in a situation where they're without food, like how are they going to react and things like that. So he was like a part of this big study that was, you know, back in the day and things like that.
I mean, that sounds important in the cave thing is just no, sir.
So, yeah, I got to think, you know, is there a greater reason for this? Like, is there a, maybe consider, okay, space travel, something that we may be doing more regularly in the next 50 years. 50 to 100 years, space travel may be more like hopping on an airplane and going from coast to coast. Maybe you're, you know, traveling to a different planet or traveling to a space station or whatever.
Different than living in a cave for 500 days, I think.
Yes. However, you know, maybe it's that isolation or whatever, especially for those first few pioneers, you know, and figuring out how they react to that sort of thing. So we can thank Batrees for... saying, being crazy enough to be the first one to be like, hey, I'll do it. 500 days, sign me up.
You know what? I'm looking at the picture of like the press conference and the guy's just like holding up her arm like, yeah, you did it. And the two guys on either side of her wearing masks. I don't think it's for like, you know, COVID. I think it's because she's stinky.
She's got some stink.
I mean, can you imagine?
Hey, guess what?
What you must smell like. Can you imagine?
Well, you know, who knows? Maybe after 500 days, your body just kind of figures it out. But
what kind of a wardrobe did they send down with her too?
Yeah, again, all these are great questions.
What was the climate like?
We'll tweet out the article so you can kind of see it from the BBC.
Oh, wow.
At Ben and Kelly Show. But yeah, it's wild. I mean, she's, you know, she was fit. She was an athlete. She was a professional mountaineer and everything like that.
And she's kind of sad it's over. I don't understand. I don't get that. We are not the same. I was thinking,
okay, we could ask people, okay, who would you like to go see get shoved in a cave for 500 days? But I was like, well, maybe we don't go
that
there.
Would get malicious real quick.
I'm sure it would. My Aunt Becky! Mr. Hopkins, who teaches fifth grade!
Uh-huh. All right. Of that.
And Kelly, you said it's a makings of a Disney love story romance.
Oh, I feel like yes. Okay. It's a story of Shrimp and Basil.
Shrimp and Basil, got it.
Shrimp is a rooster.
Okay.
He's fallen madly in love with a disabled hen named Basil. Shrimp and the one-legged chicken Basil, they live together in their own enclosure made of mats and baby gates at an animal sanctuary in Pennsylvania. Basil was taken in as part of a large-scale chicken rescue. Shrimp was saved just one day before his euthanasia date.
Oh, goodness.
Last October, though, Basil had to have one leg amputated due to an infection, had to be brought inside for her safety.
Oh, boy.
Around the same time, Shrimp was brought inside because he was being bullied by the other chickens in the coop. This is when romance blossomed. And although Basil took a little longer to warm up to Shrimp, the pair are now a solid power couple.
Okay.
They give each other treats. They dance for each other. And they even refuse to go to the vet separately. I mean, hashtag couples goals.
They're a power couple?
Yeah, it's a power couple. It's a rooster and hen power couple.
All right.
This is the makings of a Disney movie, does it not?
Yeah.
Lady and the Tramp. Lady and the Tramp.
Sure.
They're going to live out their days.
Lilo and
together.
Stitch.
No, not really. Lilo and Stitch, no. It doesn't fit. Okay. But yes, no, it's more Lady and the Tramp. But Shrimp and Basil.
Shrimp and Basil.
He's going to take care of her for the rest of her days.
Well, that's sweet.
Isn't that sweet? It's a love story.
Okay.
For the ages.
For the ages.
We'll tweet it out.
Uh-huh.
At Ben and Kelly Show.
All right. JX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. We've said time and time again on the show that weddings are stressful.
They can be really, really, you know, when it comes to family members and what they think you should do.
I mean, everything from the planning, the invitee list, the reception, the drama surrounding, you know, who's going to do what and who's going to be a part of the wedding, who's not, you know, who's getting an invitation and who's not. I mean,
the guest list was like the hardest thing for us, I think, but it had to do with, you know, extended family or my parents' friends and, you know, coworkers, all those, like, there's lots of people in various facets of your life. So which ones make the cut to come to an intimate thing that's your wedding?
Yeah. And I remember when we were kind of going over the guest list with my mom, you know, she was like, well, remember, they invited you to their wedding.
Uh-huh. Or there's a lot of that.
Or remember this, you know, so-and-so did this. Or this person. And I was like, oh my gosh, you are not making it any easier, Mom. You know?
Uh-huh.
So Amy is, she's got one person in particular that she is contemplating going, you know what? You're not coming.
Maybe not making the list. And it's shocking because I think for most families, this person is a definite must have on the list.
Well, I was going to say for you, Kelly, you couldn't even consider it.
Well, yeah, no. I mean, mine was my matron of honor.
Uh-huh. That on the way next in group therapy. We'll try to get Amy on the phone here so she can talk to us. And if you've got an issue and you're like, you know what, need Ben and Kelly's advice, you can always email or contact us, benandkellyshow@gmail.com.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hi there, Amy.
Oh, hey. Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I love your show. I really appreciate it.
Oh, and, wow.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
And
Will you go ahead and talk to us about the message you sent us?
I will. So I'm just trying to figure out, like, am I the total jerk if I don't invite my sister to my wedding? That's really what it boils down to. Wow.
We're obviously going to need a lot of details as to why you wouldn't.
Yes. Okay. Well, yes, there is some backstory. Okay. So first of all, she didn't invite me to her wedding, number one.
Yeah.
And not only that, like, she chose a date that she knew I couldn't come because I was committed to completing grad school. I was like in this like big graduate school program, and I had to be at school that day. There was just no way around that. And she knew that. And she didn't even send me an invitation so that I could turn her down. She was just like, oh, I knew you were in grad school, whatever. So I literally didn't get an invitation to her wedding. Uh-huh. And,
can we stop right there for a second? Did that like crush you or something because of all of the other weekends days out of the year and she couldn't pick one where you would, I just feel like there are certain people in your life that you would make sure that they can be there.
For sure.
Honestly, like I was shocked and like kind of devastated and like really emotional about it for a while. Like I was like unable to get over it, actually. And and that's kind of why I'm like, yeah, in this dilemma.
Yeah. So what, like, I'm sure you've talked to your family. What do they think?
So my family thinks like I should be nice, of course, like be a good girl, be nice and just like forgive her. But I kind of want to like, that is fair play, right? Like, that's kind of my question. Like, plus, you know, when my little brother got married, like, she made his reception all about her.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just kind of her style. She has, like, this tendency to make big family events all about her. Like, literally at my father's funeral, I felt like even that event, which was so hard for all of us, was still all about her. I guess I just really want... Okay, here it is. I want my wedding to be all about me. And I just want to know, like, if people feel that, like, if I'm just a big jerk, if I decided not to invite my sister to my wedding. That's basically it in a nutshell.
I get it, because you're like, well, she didn't invite me, so I don't feel like I need to have this big obligation to invite her. But she's like, has this whole excuse, well, I knew you were busy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, is that exactly what you say right back to her if she questions you on it? Do you talk to her on a regular basis at all, or?
I mean, we talk, like we're in communication, but it's not like free flowing. You know what I mean? It's kind of just like strange and like forced and like a little icky. And
I mean, could you,
you know, a bleak, like, yeah.
Could you find a date where you know she would be unable to attend? And sorry, that's a bit.
That's kind of a little retaliatory.
That's a bit catty, I know. All right. Well, Amy, we do have several people already texting in some suggestions on how maybe you can move forward with this and what you can do. But yeah, I mean, that is kind of a tough situation because, I mean, I get it from an emotional standpoint. You're like, you were being a big jerk to me, so, eh.
Turnabout's fair play.
Yeah, how's it feel?
Yeah, like I think there are consequences, you know? And I'm not saying that, like, we'll never have a relationship, but I do feel like, you know, there are consequences to our actions. And she did that, and it really hurt me, and I just don't want her there, basically.
Mm-hmm. I'm really stunned at that because weddings are one of the biggest family events that happen. There are family pictures.
Exactly.
So the fact that she didn't consider you weren't going to be a part of that is really stunning and shocking.
Yeah, that's interesting. And there's probably a little bit more to unpack there for a different segment.
yeah. Like how do I be bigger segment? Like the next time it's gonna be like, how do I get over it and just be a bigger person? But right now I'm just sort of stuck in the
the wedding thing.
Is she on the list or not? Let's tackle that. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
And then we'll get to your other stuff. All right. Well, hey Amy, appreciate you taking the time to speak with us and keep us posted, all right?
Yeah, I will. And I so appreciate your help with it. Really, I do.
Well, and I know you're putting on a brave face, but I know this has to be incredibly difficult. So we'll try to get you some advice.
Appreciate it so much. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Janine says, be the bigger person. And the reward is greater in the long run. So she's kind of along the line of your family and saying, hey, just invite her.
Yeah, take the high road.
Yeah,
now, if you go on Facebook, many, many, many other people are like, it's your day. And if you don't feel comfortable having her there or inviting her, then don't. Your piece is the most important. And a lot of people were just started to say, you know, at first off, I'm like, wait, you should invite her. But then as I read on, because, you know, as she mentioned, the sister tends to make a lot of family events, even their dad's funeral, about her. And I don't think she wants to deal with that on her wedding day. She just wants to celebrate her and her husband and their life together.
All right. If you've been in a similar situation where this just happened to you, or you want to share your experience to maybe help Amy in her decision, let us know. 502-795-1997. Amy wants to know if not inviting her own sister to her wedding is a jerk move. She didn't invite Amy to hers. She didn't even send her an invite, and always seems to make things about her. So Amy's thinking, you know what? Turnabout's fair play. Wants her wedding to be all about Amy. So is she the jerk here?
Yeah, a lot of people are chiming in and just saying, listen, it's your day. You need to be stress-free. So, you know, don't invite her if you feel like that's what she's going to bring. Now, we did get a message from Jessica who said, that's really tough. I would be afraid that later on she might regret it if she doesn't invite her.
Right.
They could make up and end up really close at some point. Then she's always going to wish her sister had been in her wedding. But if she does invite her and she starts causing issues on the wedding day, I would not hesitate to ask her to leave.
Oh, gosh, that would be even tougher, I think, in the moment, the day of.
I know, but then you could be causing, like, this big dramatic scene at the wedding, which then would overshadow the day.
Yeah. Brandon, this same thing or similar thing happened to you?
Yeah, so something very similar happened to me recently. I'm getting married next month, and my brother got himself uninvited because, a little bit of a backstory. Me and my brother haven't talked in, like, 10 years. You know, off and on, we lived in the same house, but we just don't get along.
Yeah.
And then he got really upset that he wasn't a part of my wedding party and basically kind of uninvited himself. And I was like, all right, cool, good riddance.
I think at that point you do have to worry about your own happiness. I mean, it's sad, but, you know, life is short. So if you need to surround yourself with people that make you happy and that are positive influences, regardless if they're family or not.
Yeah, so I guess, amen. Brandon, you're saying, yeah, just if you don't want her there, don't invite her.
Exactly. Don't invite her. That is her day. And I know exactly how expensive weddings are.
Yeah.
Have the best day of your life. That if that doesn't involve your sister, that doesn't involve your sister.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you, Brandon. All right, so were we just saying don't invite her? If it were me, I would probably invite her because I would try to be the bigger person.
Yeah.
But
I think so many people are on team nine.
Yes, I know. I totally understand where all these people are coming from with a, hey, don't surround yourself with drama, especially on your wedding day, you know, and keep that drama free. So I think you've got a lot of things to consider and definitely some avenues to approach as, you know.
I just think about the family pictures. I mean, that's, you get pictures with your family on your wedding day. And I feel like having a family member missing could, you know, down the road, would you regret that at some point? I don't know.
Amy, I know.
They do talk. It's not like they're not speaking to each other.
I know this is probably not something that you had considered or be, especially if, you know, the wedding day was something that you have dreamed about for a long time, but you could always elope. Oh. No one is there. And then you have a party. And so, you know, if
that could solve it. But then do you invite sister to the party?
Well, then.
And then here we are.
Here we are
same,
again. All right.
The same question.
Well, hey, good luck to you and Les. Yes, like I said, keep us posted, Amy. First of all, congratulations. I know that's exciting and obviously
stressful. Yeah, don't
let this
overshadow and spoil your day, yep. Regardless.
All right, that is group therapy. All right, let's play a game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. And introduce.
I'm upset you didn't call it Fun Little Game.
Oh, well, it is kind of a fun little game, isn't it?
It's a fun little game.
All right, let's introduce you to Jennifer calling us from Linden. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
Hi there. Jennifer's got brown hair, drives a black truck, is retired LMPD, is singled, and is looking.
Wow.
But is all right with just being single now. She doesn't want to rush anything, guys, or girls,
you know what?
Or
that's
whatever.
Smart. That's smart.
Yeah.
Smart.
Yeah. Smart. You know what? Because you want to make sure you're making the right decision. Jennifer, you don't want to jump into something and then all of a sudden you're walking down the aisle and you're like, who is this?
That's right.
Oh, we skipped all the way down the aisle. This just escalated quickly.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You know, it's important to get to know the person, to take your time, to make the right choices.
What's your ideal first date, though?
I don't know. I haven't been on a first date in forever, so
okay,
I don't know.
So they should probably bring it. They should probably bring it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah. Let them wow you.
Yes, put some thought into it.
All right.
Okay.
She's fine with that. All right.
That'll work.
Great. Do you have any tattoos, Jennifer?
No.
All right.
No.
I'm just trying to learn a little bit more about you.
That's a new question.
I don't know.
That was new.
Oh, sure. Any weird piercings?
Oh, God. No, just my ears.
All right.
All right. Okay.
All right. Just want
to. Can we get to the game yet? Or...
Yeah, sure. Explain how the game works, Kelly.
All right. Okay, so.
Thank you,
Jennifer,
Kelly.
Yeah, you're welcome. We're going to tell you three little stories. You got to figure out, did that story happen when the person was a little kid or a drunken doll? Here we go.
All right. Here we go. First one.
All right. I got in trouble for cutting someone's entire ponytail off while they were sleeping.
That is savage.
Ay.
That is savage.
Yeah, it is.
I'm going to say. That would be a little kid.
Little kid.
Yeah, right. I agree. That sounds like a salty little sister thing.
Salty little sister thing. Both
Maybe.
Of you saying little kid.
Uh-huh.
I was a little kid.
Yep. There it is. Little kid is right. Salty little sister thing indeed.
And it was my older sister. She had been picking on me all summer, and I finally just snapped, had enough, and I hacked it off while she was sleeping.
Oh, my God.
Her hair went... like all the way down to her butt, so it was kind of a huge deal. She still brings it up on holidays, so I think she's still pressed.
Oh, dang.
Wow.
Oh, she's still bringing it up as an adult.
I will say, my daughters had really long hair like that down to their butt for a long time. And when they decided to donate, you know, like Locks for Love or something like that, donate some hair, I mean, it was like a process for them mentally. So... I can only imagine what
and
that
And that decision
is.
Was not made
I know,
by you.
By her, right. All right, Jennifer, you're one for one. Here we go.
Okay.
Next one, little kid, drunk adult.
So I accidentally started a fire in the woods.
Started a forest fire. That's
oopsies.
Great.
That's a drunk adult.
All right, you're saying drunk adult.
Yeah, maybe
Both
camping.
Of you?
beer, bad choices.
Ah, beer, camping, bad choices.
Maybe just fell asleep without putting out the fire.
Jennifer, this could literally be cut from my life, minus the forest fire part.
Oh!
All right, what was it?
I was a drunk adult.
Yep, drunk adult indeed. You got it.
And I was doing a stupid gender reveal party, which involved fireworks. So, of course, the leaves were dry, and it started a massive fire behind my neighbor's house.
Oh! So,
gender reveal party?
Oh, gosh.
Wow.
But was it a boy or girl?
Different. Yeah, I was going to say. Come on, man. Can't leave us hanging.
I left that part out. Like, yay, you're having a baby. Sorry I burned your trees down.
Oh, my gosh. All right.
Wow.
Jennifer, so far you are perfect. Let's see if you can round it out with a perfect score here. Last one, little kid, drunk adult.
Got stuck in my bra and had a panic attack.
I mean, who hasn't, though?
What'd she say?
She said, got stuck in my bra, had a panic attack. I'll let her say it again.
Got stuck in my bra and had a panic attack.
Yeah.
That happened to me 30 minutes ago.
That would be a drunk adult.
Drunk adult. All right.
Yeah.
Oh. See, I'm thinking it could be like first bra kind of a thing as a kid.
Oh.
That's kind of the first thing that popped in my head.
Okay.
We're going to divide and conquer on this one. One of us is going to be right.
So Jennifer saying drunk adult, Kelly saying little kid. What was it?
I was a kid.
Oh, I was a kid. I was a kid.
Oh, dang.
My mom had bought me a training bra, but failed to explain how to properly use it. Long story short, I had gone to a friend one day after school to swim with a group of friends. And when I was changing to get into my swimsuit, I couldn't get it off and freaked out and started like bawling in the bathroom.
No.
And thankfully, my friend's mom was there to help with the getting out, the Houdini escape sort of experience. And moms, tell your girls everything they need to know, please.
There is a public service at the end of that little kid drunk adult.
Yes, moms, tell your daughters how training bras work.
Yes.
How to get them off.
Jennifer, 2 out of 3 ain't bad. You're a winner. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
You are so welcome. Yeah, you've got yourself 4 tickets to enjoy Thunder over Louisville at Lynn Family Stadium. Picturesque view of the fireworks, air show, all that from the comfort of the stadium. There, we did it last year. It was a lot of fun. So you'll have fun. Congratulations.
All right. Well, thank you.
The best part
about this, though, is that none of these things happen to you. So you can skip about your day knowing that.
That's true.
That's a win right there, too.
All right, Amy.
All right.
Not Amy. What's your name? Jennifer.
Jennifer.
Right, Jennifer. Sorry, we just spoke to Amy, and I had Amy in my brain. I don't know. Sorry. I'm so embarrassed now.
That's okay.
Jennifer.
Hopefully her next first date won't do that.
Yeah, right?
All right.
It's a romantic evening. You're down by the river. He's like,
wow, Amy, I've had such a great night.
Amy, I've had such a great night.
My name's Jennifer.
Jennifer, hang on, please.
All right,
hang on.
Oh,
I almost made it all the way through with my making it awkward.
You can't avoid it, though. Dang. It's kind of unavoidable. It's magical.
All right. Well, if you want to be the real star of Little Kid Drunk Adult, all you got to do is send us your audio.
Yeah, we need you to tell the story. Give us a little headline, reveal the answer, finish the story.
At Ben and Kelly Show, great way to get a hold of us on DMs. You can shoot us a DM. We'll try to turn around and help you out with whatever your issue is.
Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook. Chime in there. This one is from Polly. She says, is it possible to have met your soulmate without actually meeting them?
Okay.
He's from the UK.
Mm-hmm.
Started chatting unexpectedly through Messenger one day. It's been going on for 5 days straight. Even had a 4.5 hour long phone call one day. We've had multiple moments of synchronicity. It's ridiculous.
Mm.
Feels so comfortable, and we both feel as though we could listen to the other talk nonstop. He's ready to board a plane to meet me, but I'm not there just yet.
Mm-hmm.
So he said he'll wait for me to give him the green light, but definitely isn't going anywhere. He has 3 kids there. I have 1 here. I'm very interested to see how this unfolds, but already I'm also questioning and overthinking everything.
Mm.
Would love to hear your advice and input from others, especially if someone has dated long distance. How did that work out?
Man, okay, so...
That's different countries.
It is different
That's
countries.
That's not like Lexington, UK. This is like across the pond, peep, peep, cheerio.
Right, so this is a little bit more complicated in the sense that there is definitely going to have to be kind of an end game with this, I think, where... but, you know, I don't know if you start it before it's even had a chance to begin, because you've said... 5 days. That's not a long time.
Yeah, that's I was like going back and am I reading that right? Is it only just been like literally not even a week? Or was she just talking about in the beginning that's how much they were talking consistently?
That's a good point. But yeah, those long phone calls, you know, it is something when you think you've found that person that, you know, you're just like oh my gosh, we click on so many levels.
And are we FaceTiming these phone calls, or are they just on the phone? That's the other thing. I would start with FaceTime. Let's FaceTime a lot. And then if we are going to book a plane ticket, you know, once you feel comfortable, I think we let the time go by a little bit more and we keep the communication up. We FaceTime a lot. And if we're going to meet in person, we do that without kids, because they both have kids involved, until they are completely sure this is going to be something that's got legs and can go the distance.
Well, and you want to make sure you're not catfished either.
Exactly. That's why I'm saying FaceTime. So I wasn't clear if it was just a regular phone call or if we're FaceTiming and it's a video phone call.
So what she wants is any advice on long distance relationships. And then, you know, maybe, I don't know, do you have stories of like your long distance relationship and how that either worked out, or maybe some warning flags to toss Polly's way?
When you're talking about two separate countries, I think at the very beginning, you start to assess, all right, would you ever move there, or would they ever move here?
Yeah,
because
for sure.
If the answer is no,
then you're wasting
then
your time.
There's probably no point.
Yeah, you're wasting your time for sure.
Yeah, then he's a pen pal.
A nice pen pal for sure.
Yes.
All right, so yeah, let us know. 502-795-1997, 795-1997. We got a DM from Polly, who has found herself in a long-distance relationship with a person who has three kids living in the United Kingdom.
Yeah, so we're kind of fuzzy on the timeline, but if we're taking it the way it's written, it's been like 5 days. And so she's just kind of like, all right, is this worth it? He already wants to fly over here and meet me in person. I was kind of like, we need to wait a little bit, and he's fine with that. But we're just kind of all wondering, is it even worth pursuing? Because logistically, it's real difficult, and there's a lot of factors, like kids.
Yeah. Amy, what's your thought on this?
Are you answering in a British accent, since this guy's from the UK?
Oh. Hello! Peep, peep, cheerio!
Yes, thank you, Kelly, for jumping in on that.
I'm the official translator.
So this isn't going to work out if neither one of them can move there, because they both have children. So they need to figure that out first.
Yes.
Because he's got three kids. He's not going to just leave. Let me say this. If he is willing to leave three young children and move to the United States, he's not the person for you.
Well, to be fair, we don't know how old those kids are.
That's true,
but I'm just saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so even if they're teenagers, I wouldn't ask someone to move from your teenagers to a completely different country.
Yeah, chances are the mom is in the UK too, so I don't think that she'd be like, yes, take the kids to the US and move. It'll be fine. We'll figure it out. Yeah, I don't foresee that being a possibility.
This is where this doesn't go anywhere, in my own opinion. Forget the distance. If the kids weren't involved, it'd be one thing, but with kids, no.
All right.
That is true. Is kind of a big wrench.
Yep. Amy, you bring up a great point. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Yeah. I will say, if she's not getting catfish, why not have a little fun for a while and just know that it's that?
Okay.
And if you know that it's probably not going to go anywhere, and you just want to be like, YOLO, hey, I want to just have fun with this guy because we seem to click and he's hot.
She says soulmate, though. She's saying soulmate.
Well, yeah, she's throwing out big words like that.
That's a big word, yes. I think we continue maybe FaceTiming. Again, face. I need to know, are we seeing his face? Do we know?
We know he's real.
He's real, right, exactly.
All right.
So we got to figure that out first. And then, yes, and there's other questions like what are the ages of the kids, all that kind of stuff. Because if they're grown and out of the house, then okay.
Maybe there's possibility for sure.
But if they're very little, I don't see the other parent in, you know, in both situations being fine with their kids being moved across
the country
to a new country.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's not, again, it's not like, you know, moving to Lexington.
Yeah.
Or Cincinnati.
Yeah, and I think with every long distance relationship, there's got to be that end game, that, all right, we're going to do this until this happens. And so there's almost like that, okay, this is temporary, and we are going to then be together at this point. So,
but at 5 days in, I don't think we're talking about the end game just yet.
Well, you know, she is going there, though.
She has early indications of soulmate material.
Yeah, I mean, she just said, hey, you know, my mind's jumping like four steps ahead.
Yeah.
And so I think she's probably jumping in your brain, Kelly, and thinking logistics, like how's this going to work? He seems like a soulmate. This seems so perfect. But
it's an impossible situation, though, right? It's an impossible relationship. It feels like that right now.
Yeah. Is there a way? So anyways, Polly, hopefully that helps a little bit. Keep us posted on what happens with your dude.
And if you can take a screenshot of your FaceTime call, that'd be amazing.
I know. Just we kind of want to see him, too. All right, there you go.
Because if he hot, well, I'll help her pack.
There it is. As a sign that the world may be healing over the weekend, news broke that Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello may be back together.
We're literally hinging world healing on Shawn and Camila.
Listen, Kelly, we have to grasp at things.
Okay.
Okay, we have to grasp at the good.
Oh, it would be wonderful if these crazy kids found their way back to each other. Oh, we all still ship them, don't we? Don't we?
We do. We all ship them?
Yes.
Is that...
Relationship. Well, you don't know that term? You have teenage daughters. Aren't we still saying that? We ship them?
They were both at Coachella, and there was a lot of video taking of the both
PDA.
Of them.
Yeah. Smoochie, smoochie.
And you know.
Getting cozy, cozy.
I was going to say, and you know that if it got to that, if it was captured on video at Coachella, they had been seeing each other well before that. Because,
or at least they're surrounded by people.
Yes.
They had to know somebody's phone out and clicky, clicky record. You know that, right?
Yeah,
they had to have that self-awareness to know that if they didn't want people to think that, they would be a little bit more cautious about how they're behaving.
Yeah, and that's, you know, definitely confirming or you know, throwing that back into the world of conversation, those two kids getting back together where, you know, what was it, a year ago, 18 months ago, they called it quits?
Yeah, they broke up in 2021. I would say this, that I will expect them to kind of explain this off as just being, we're best friends still.
Oh.
We're best friends. So those were best friend, kissy, kissy. Huggy, huggy.
Do you do that with a best friend?
Nope, I don't. Nope. I'm only doing that with my husband. But if they are unattached and they're still, quote, best friends who dated for a couple of years and got real serious.
Yeah, Bethany brings up a good point. Everyone's drunk and kissing at Coachella. Yes, I get that. Sure, it's that type of vibe there in the desert.
And it's been there, done that, too.
So,
right? So does it count?
Well, no, it doesn't count to your total.
Yes, you're right. It doesn't.
Because we've had that on the show a long time ago where it's like, hey, you know, getting back with an ex, you know, maybe it's not. Maybe you know that the ex isn't, again, relationship material, but it's a thing where it's like, well, we're not going to increase our number any.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right. But again, or it could just be, I can't quit you.
Yeah, well,
it could be that.
And there's that too. So yeah, we've
maybe
got,
and you, they see each other, and it's been a long time. They're just like, oh, that, that
all those
spark
feelings
starts
come
to
back. Yeah,
fire up again. Yeah, yeah, we'll just wait and see. We'll wait and see. But yay, good for them if that's
the
case.
Yep, yep. Love to see love happen. So hopefully, all is best for them. And you know, from all, like, if you read the internet, I mean, they're back together 100%. So
well. We just want them to be happy, right?
Yes.
We celebrate happiness.
Yeah, for sure. Setting the bar story time.
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, this started as a joke back in 2005. Emails started coming in from people who thought it was real. So then the guys were like, you know what? Maybe we should tell like police about this. And you're like, what is this website? Well, setting the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without responding to a want ad on rentahitman.com, you're doing okay.
Oh no.
Yes.
That's not a good website to have. I bet people are going to have questions, especially police.
Well, it's a parody site. It was a joke.
Okay.
It was created as a joke.
Uh-huh.
And so this...
But in today's day and age, you don't joke about that.
Well, but then, like I said, this was created back in 2005. And over the years, almost two decades, these guys have literally caught almost 50 people who have responded to or asked if they can be a part of said website.
You know what? Keep it up. It sounds like it's doing some good things and saving some lives, for crying out loud.
The latest is a 21 dude out of Tennessee asked
21-year-old? Oh, gosh.
Asked if they were hiring, submitted his resume.
Oh, wow.
Got arrested last week after agreeing to take a job.
Oh.
Yep.
For how much? What was he going to get paid?
$5,000 from an undercover FBI agent. So,
what is on a resume that you submit to rentahitman.com? Do you list the number of people you've killed? What is happening?
His resume included like military service. And so it includes like ability to use, you know, a firearm and stuff like that. So,
oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah.
He went from like serving our country to wanting to be a hitman.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so here's the thing.
Oh, wow.
It is a parody site and it is actually doing good.
It's catching would be criminals.
I know. I know. So he was the latest dude out of Tennessee. So again, like this site has caught women wanting to hire someone for their husband or for, you know, things like that. Like, these are things out of movies.
Yeah. But I'm going to tell you this. My several of my friends had their pediatrician was arrested because she tried to hire someone to off her husband.
Mm.
That's crazy.
It is.
It happened in town. So,
so yeah,
but
it's a thing.
But it's stunning to me that someone is going to come across that website and be like, now that's a job opportunity I hadn't considered. Maybe I'm qualified for that. Like, seriously?
Like, I don't know how many... like Dateline NBC shows I have to watch or podcasts I have to listen to where like one of the first things they look at are internet web browser histories.
Yes!
Where it's you literally, how do you hire a hitman? Oh, rentahitman.com. Oh, enter, you know, and it's like, what?
We all know what a hitman is, right?
Yes.
And that's bad and against the law and all the things, like everything bad. Evil. We all know that, right? Why are you applying for a job at a website like that? That is disturbing.
And that's why it's a setting the bar story. So don't do that, all right?
Okay.
All right, there you go. Morgan Wallen, 99.7 DJX. He's going to be bringing his tour here to Louisville on the 20th. I think that's what, Thursday?
Thursday.
Yeah,
yes.
Thursday night. So Yum Center. There on 99.7 EJX. And
funny story. My husband is a massive Morgan Wallen fan. Yeah. And I don't know if you've been to an event recently at the KFC Yum Center, but you'll hear a voice that is saying things about, you know,
what you
kind of giving
and,
directions, all that kind of stuff. And that's me.
Right.
It's been me for several years. And so, you know, the people over at Yum Center are great. And they're like, oh, let us know if you need anything. And I'm like, okay. And so I happened to just email them over there. I'm like, hey, you guys happen to have any Morgan Wallen tickets? And my husband's a big fan. They're like, oh, yeah, no. So I'm like, literally,
I'll tell you what you can do.
in the Yum Center, but I can't get tickets. So he's stinking popular.
I was going to say, he sold out like within minutes of going on sale last year. So
I never call in favors, but that one I was like, no, my husband's a super big fan. I'll just toss it out there, see what they say.
Yeah.
And they're like, no dice.
That is funny.
Sorry, radio lady, but thanks so much for doing the announcements.
Appreciate you. You know, so if you hear a little bit of snark as you walk into the Morgan Wallen show on Thursday, you'll know why.
Yeah, I hope you guys are enjoying the show tonight.
Yeah, some people can make it. Others can't. all right. So,
We learned a couple of things on the show today.
Sure.
We learned that, you know, if we've met our soulmate after 5 days in the UK, living in another country, maybe we give it a little bit more time.
Uh-huh.
We simmer on that just a little bit. We do some FaceTiming.
Mm-hmm.
We also learned if we come across a website and we're looking for a job and it says rentahitman.com, maybe we don't apply to that. We learned that.
All good morals.
Yep.
Morals of the story here on Ben and Kelly. We always try to leave you with something, and that would be that. So, hey, guys, have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.